Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 9¾ cents, 546.5 March wheat down 9¾ cents, 639¾, and March beans down 17.5 cents at 1384¼. We did have a cancellation of 132,000 metric tons of corn from unknown this morning. I don't think that's a big deal, but it's certainly, you know, a first shot over the bow that maybe prices have gone high enough out here and that maybe Brazilian crops are getting a little closer to getting to the market out here. We have mixed weather in Brazil. Someplace, you know, in Argentina, it's still going to be hot and dry after next week. Brazil looks like it's going to get some more rains scattered, but it will slow down harvest somewhat out here. But seems to me that the pattern has been when we get one of these reports and we have a bad close off of the report and we open sharply lower the next day, that it's been a buying opportunity. Now, is that going to be the case here? I don't know. Market's been incredibly resilient and the pros want to seem to buy breaks. Right now, it'd be a 30-some-odd break in the corn, a 25-cent break in the beans, and maybe they're willing to step up and try to buy some. So we'll have to see if that pans out here today. The dollar is down 11 ticks, but still over 90 cents. I don't think that'll have much impact out here. But I'm still a little bit cautious because of the bean spreads, certainly giving me a little bit of a weakness sign out here. But overall, you know, the corn is, funds are so long the corn. To see them take some profits isn't surprising. But I'd watch the market in the first 15 minutes or so. If we can't take out whatever lows we make in the first 15 minutes, then I think we might have a reasonable shot at a rally out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.